Welcome to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus, your source for the latest trends in transportation recruitment and retention.
Hi, my name is Jackie McManus, CEO and founder of KJ Media, a leading recruitment advertising agency niche to the trucking industry. On today's podcast, we're going to recap the radio show that we had today with our friends over at Sirius XM, Road Dog Trucking, the Tim Wrigley Show. It's an absolute honor to be on the show every other Wednesday. And it's incredible because it gives us the opportunity to discuss all things recruiting and retention. But my personal favorite part is hearing from the drivers and understanding exactly what carriers are doing outside of obviously of our clients and what we're hearing in the industry, but really hearing it from the driver's point of view so that we can relay that information and give that back to carriers in this space. So a recent study that just came out that made Tim and myself really, really excited to see, because this is something we've been talking about for 7 years that I've been on the show, was that praise was the highest mentioned theme. Over the years, we've talked about the honesty, the integrity, and how drivers need to be rewarded, and not on a monetary value, but on that interpersonal relationship that they may have between themselves while they're out on the road every day with their internal team, whether that be the driver manager, dispatcher, and even leadership. And so we were so excited to see that drivers also agreed on a nationwide study. And our team looked at this as a positive result and discovered that often drivers are simply modeling the behaviors they appreciate most from their employers. So when a worker raises an issue and takes the time to share their challenges, the very best thing you can do as a company is to engage with them immediately. Whether you can solve the problems immediately or need time to understand it better, responding swiftly sends a clear message that you are on their side. And it also makes sure that they're not stewing over issues that they've raised. So above all else, most people want to feel heard and take the time to process the problem and understand it from the worker's point of view. Making changes based on that feedback is just critical to show you are the company of choice. And what matters more is telling people what you did based on their feedback. I mean, that really shows that true respect and that two-way communication, and it really shows that you're listening to the overall workforce and acting on their issues, ultimately building greater trust between drivers, warehouse workers, dispatchers, diesel technicians, and your company. And really, today's topic, we talked about and asked drivers to call in and see what keeps them at their current carrier. And a little goes a long way. And one of the things that we talked about were that a lot of companies recently, especially during COVID, started to see how can they better retain their drivers? How can they lower that average annual turnover rate from 90%? How can we get that to 50% or 40% and below is what we're seeing from a lot of carriers across the board. And a lot of pieces that we're seeing is actually just putting together a certificate or a, you know, badge of honor, you know, in essence, very similar to the military. Get a reward, badges and awards for the service can model a lot of how the military treats our troops. And we can utilize that with drivers and your current employee workforce. And we really want to highlight the fact that taking these certificates and whether it's milestone for the number of years that they've worked at your company, take those pictures, take those videos, put it on your social medias, because when a new driver now is looking for an opportunity, because there's so many opportunities across the board, they're not only just applying to your short form, they're Googling your company. The second thing that pops up after your website is your Facebook page. So it is just critical to share those good moments on a recruitment and then overall retention so that your drivers feel appreciated, their family members, their spouses, their husbands, their wives, their girlfriends, their boyfriends, their kids, they could see that, you know, my dad may not be home every day, but, you know, I'm proud of him because he is, you know, been safe with the company for over 2 years. And these are the milestones that you really, really want to share. So I'm going to jump now. We had various callers that called in today, and I'm going to highlight some of the three top drivers that called in and talk about what they had to say. So one of the drivers called in and he talked about how in the late 70s, drivers were a dozen. And companies really recognized and treated drivers like family. And then over the years, the industry, as we saw, that type of communication and family atmosphere kind of diminished. And he asked me if he thinks that companies will continue like this because there has been such a momentum in companies taking retention challenges as a number one priority. His number one question was, will this continue or is this going to just go away? And it made me a little sad to hear that is a perception from a driver that he thinks it's kind of for show and it's only going to be for a year or two. But I truly believe, especially where technology is today, that the companies are making these initiatives right now. They're going to be continuously doing this over the years. If anything, COVID was the time to pause for some companies and figure out how can they better retain their drivers. So I'm optimistic that this is something that we're going to see more of as the years progress. And so I'm really excited to see the transition over the next couple of years. And then the second driver that called in, he said that he's been with the same carrier for a few years. He previously was an owner operator. He did that for about 15 years. As he saw retirement within the next 5 to 10 years, he decided, I want to go be a company driver because of the specific perks that were given for his retirement fund. And when he made that leap to, you know, shut down his owner operator business and go from an entrepreneur to a company driver, he set out, he interviewed with a lot of companies, but more importantly, what he did is he interviewed other drivers at that company. And they all came back and said that the driver managers at this company were incredible to work with. Good attitude. They facilitated if there was a problem. The philosophy is, unfortunately, bad news does happen out there on the road, but the drivers feel heard and they have such an amazing relationship with the driver manager. He said he's there for retirement. And he did say he could make more money elsewhere. That's absolutely a fact, but he doesn't want to take that risk because he has such a good relationship with the internal team and the internal staff. And so that really just highlights how critical it is for the management team to have that interpersonal skills to be able to communicate, hear, and then react on behalf of a driver. And then a third driver that called in, he said he learned the hard way. He was chasing a few more cents per mile. And, you know, when changing jobs in the space, typically it'll take 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the carrier, before they get to see their next paycheck. And so this gentleman, he had 7 children. So he had quite the hefty responsibilities, and it was a really challenging time for those 3 weeks. And when he made that jump for the more dollars, he realized within 2 weeks, this was not the carrier for him because they lacked in having that interpersonal skills with himself being out on the road and the internal team. He then called his previous employer and said, hey, I want to come back. While it was a really stressful, you know, month and a half for this driver, the carrier did take him back with open arms. And, you know, the idea is that, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So while we'll see these, you know, really large sign-on bonuses or the opportunity for drivers to make more money, drivers now really are going to stay with companies where they feel praised, where they feel appreciated, where they feel heard. And overall, it's less stressful. And so really, with less stressful, it's better for the driver mentally and physically. He said it was so taxing on his body, even in that month and a half during the transition, because he just didn't feel as if the internal team was listening to what he had to say. So thank you so much for listening to our segment today. I'm recapping the radio show with SiriusXM 146 Road Dog Trucking. I hope you find the insights to be valuable. And please check out our website for the full recording of the radio segment. Have a great day.